Everyone, do you know why I dragged one Sophia review or not? You wanna make a guess? It's because for those people who bought, you yes, the last review for 2024. Ayo, I love it. Holiday holiday And let's make this the most fun video. Welcome to One Sophia by Xinhai E and CEL Development. 367 units, 2028. Hey guys, this project is one of the 6 new launches that launched together in November ma. They are big buster mega projects that you can choose from. And yet, you choose this one Your taste very special And let's hope your taste can be what? But today I think I lost the K which also represents this video Maybe your Hua Kui is a pirated one Let's see your outcome later Give you some recap. This is from OnBlock, not GLS So it's an OnBlock of P Center. Sold for 650 million after 5th OnBlock. So previously they have about 318 units and they convert into a 367 units One Sophia, which is only 0.87 times, which is very rare because usually OnBlock takes place where developer can build more than 2 or 3 times, the more the merrier, and this is less than one time So I'm afraid if they don't make enough profits, they may sell you at a higher price So based on land rate, it's about 1,426 per square feet per plot ratio, plus the profit margin tax finance fees agent fees build the show flat fees they should be selling at 2,500 per square feet. Not too bad. Let's look at the pricing later. This is the location for One Sophia. It's along your Seligi Road. Then you can eat the Seligi Tau Hui nearby. That will comfort you. For those people who buy this, comfort you. This is a site plan. Ayo, where is my tennis court? Minus point. Let's look at their floor plan. This is their studio, 431 square feet. I don't know whether this project got harmonization or non-harmonization, but who cares? Just quickly do this review and get it done. This one cannot walk away, never mind. From 1.14 million, average 1.25 million, 2,900 per square feet. Alright. For a studio at this price in this area, core region. Considered quite cheap lah. 2 bed, 1 bath. Aiyah, why buy 1 bath? How is your guest going to use the toilet and 大便? But even you buy here, your guest won't come also lah. Cannot walk away, fair enough. From 1.71 million, my average 1.88 million, 2,910 per square feet. 1.88 million, in today's resale market, you can get a 3 bed, 3 bath with MRT and shopping mall. And you can get it with good renter as well. Now, let's go for our next one. 3-bed, 3-bath. Why straight away 3-bed, 3-bath? They do have 2-bed, 2-bath, man. Sorry, guys. I really don't want to do any more research whether this got 2-bed, 2-bath. But if let's say this project got no 2-bed, 2-bath, then it's quite funny. 3-bed, 3-bath, 1023 square feet. This kitchen also cannot walk away because you have no windows here. From 2.85 million, my average 3 million, 2,930 per square feet. 3 million, lola. Ayo, today you can buy 4 better city fringe, can walk away MRT and some of them got shopping mall also. Buy 3 million cannot eat fried rice, very sad one. You know I saw this and I think it's quite funny. I forgot which one I click, I think this one. Then the moment I see this website, is this purple color theme. Straight away I remember the same development that they sell, which is TMW, which stands for The Missing Walk in Tanjong Pagar area. No wonder all their floor plans cannot walk It's because it's by the same developer. So what are the alternative condos that you can compare to see whether One Sophia pricing is good or disgusting? I found two comparison. One of them is Sunshine Plaza. This is your One Sophia, so I'm using this 201-160 units, which means right now is 23 years already. Only got 2 resale transactions, very sad. And these 2 are their 2-bedder, sold about 1.41 to 1.48 million at 1,004 to 1,006 per square feet. This area no one stay one People buy here for investment one so I want to see their 3-bedder. The last 3-bedder is sold is more than 1 year ago. This size, this per square feet at 1.75 million. So how to use as a current... let's go back to the 2-bedder, which is recently sold 1,005 per square feet on average. Let's give the 3-bedder also at 1,005 per square feet. What's the age gap between Sunshine Plaza and One Sophia? One Sophia 2028, so this is 23 years plus 4, 27 years. So at 27 years, I'm using $40 per square feet for per year gap. So 27 times 40. They should be about $1,080 per square feet, more than 1,005 plus 1,500. That means they should be selling around 2,600 per square feet for their three bedder lah. But I think they are selling about 3,000 lah. Alright. Now my let's look at the profits. Wow, 145 profitable transactions, 17 unprofitable. And the latest 3-bedder sold in 2021. Wow, this one go home ah. Your parents kick you out ah. Wow, this 2% heng kia, break even. But they lost 6 years of their life. This one lost 10 years of their life. Hi. Wow, this one go home, your dog don't want to recognize you. Wow, this one slapped by your cat. Ah, bish. How about profits ah? Wow. The latest 2-bedder they sold, they bought in 07, 17 years, and they made, wow, super damn good eh. 550 to 600,000 for 17 years ah. Walao eh, is ta bian na. In 07, whatever ta bian you buy, it becomes a hua kui leh. You anyhow buy, you anyhow make money eh. And yet, you only make this ah. It's a tragedy eh. Tragedy. Never mind, let's do one more. Which this time, I'm using a newer one. Sophia Hills. Ah, your one Sophia is here. Sophia Hills is here. Sophia Hills, 2018, 493 units. So can I say that in 2018 is one of the good years? Ayo, anything you buy, you make a lot of huakuis. Let's see how about this example. Wow. There's a lot of resale transactions. Wow, so many years, only got 59 profitable transactions. Not too bad. Huh, still got 18. Somo sai, you still, in the best year, you buy and you still lose money. Pui. Wait. You should have learned something today. That means there's something wrong. It can be either the project no good or the location no good. For the unprofitable transactions, wow, lose one leg, this one lose two leg, lose two arms, this one go home, your dog don't want to recognize you. Aiyo, what a tragedy. You know, buying property is all about happiness. Ma. You know, it's a blessing that you can buy a property in Singapore. But your choice of property is... Wow, people is buy those good one called creme de la creme, gem de la gem. Yours is shit de la shit eh. Now let's do some positive one Let's look at the profits. These are the sellers who sold recently Hoi yo, I saw this profit. Exciting man. 12,000 for 7 years. 8 years 266, 8 years 229, 7 years 43, minus all the fili fala fees. Ayo, this is like waste time, waste your youth, waste opportunities. Walao, like that, how to do? 8 years 400, which is one of the best profits here. 18,000. How to face your dog? 7,000. Do this video, depressive. Let's do the age gap thingy again to see whether one Sophia pricing is good or disgusting. The 3-bedder sold about 2,001 per square feet, and the other 2 3-bedder 2,002 per square feet on average. So we use 2,002 and this project is already 6 years old. So by the time one Sophia done is another, let's say 4 years, 10 years old gap. So for 10 years old gap, I'm using $50 per square feet, which is 500 per square feet more lah. So at 2,002 for Sophia Hills plus 500, that means one Sophia should be selling about 2,700 per square feet. But I think they are going to sell like 2,009 to 3,000. Aiyo, then you decide lor. This is one of the 6 new launches launched at the same time where you are competing with mega good projects out there, and yet you have so weird and fantastic taste that you choose to buy one Sophia than the rest. This means you have something where people don't have, which means you have giant metallic balls of guts. Gutsy leh you. Everyone, do you know why I dragged one Sophia review or not? You want to make a guess? It's because for those people who bought, you should have exercised the option by now, which means you can't forfeit anymore. Ha 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 ha. Everyone, this world, you can't have everyone who are huat kueh. You need to have huat kueh and cai tao kueh. I'll still give you my scoring. Location, sat ki lo, very atas lo. You tell people, oh, I stay in district 9. Wow, very happening. You can tell your friends, you know where I buy? You know? I buy in Orchard le, District 9 le. But those people who buy here, you know, they don't make money one. So ask yourself, do you want sucky but no money in your pocket? Or you want got a lot of money in your pocket but you buy elsewhere? So for that, I'm giving 7. Launch pricing. Properties that I compared just now, 1 Sophia, Sunshine Plaza. And you calculate the $50 per square feet thingy or $40 per square feet thingy. You can see that the new condos here should be selling around 2,005 to 2,007 per square feet. If they're going to sell at 2,009 to 3,000 per square feet, means it's overvalued. So for that, I'm giving 2. Exit strategy. People here don't make money one. So if you have any friends who stay, everywhere you stay, Sunshine Plaza, yee, poor deal. Then you run away. Or, hey, where you stay? I stay in Sophia Hills. Yee, run away as well. And delete them from your contact list. Don't mix with lousy investor with poor taste. You only leave once. Leave the best, choose good properties to buy. And for that, I'm giving 2. Overall service score, 3.7 stars. Which means... this is one of my lousiest 3 new launch for this year. As I say, you need a balance of huat kueh and cai tao kueh. I did this review after they have sold. And if you know my pattern by now, I usually guess like 10 to 15% sold. And in fact, they sold 10% of the units, average 2,750 per square feet. So congratulations. For those people who have bought this, don't worry. All the people in this channel will pray hard that you will be the best performing condo in 3 years. And because if that happens, everyone man. Thank you guys for watching all the new launches review for this year. Thank you for supporting my channel. And I will see you in my next video.